I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While no one knows the political result of the unrest in Egypt, Christians are already feeling the effects. Assist News reports 11 Christians were killed by radical Muslims taking advantage of the lack of police protection. E3 partners Tom Doyle isn't sure what the end of President Mubarak's rule would mean for religious minorities, but Christians feel radical Egypt will mean fewer Christians, as seen in Iraq. However, quoting an Egyptian believer, Doyle is positive.
Has there ever been a time in the history of Egypt where more believers in Jesus were praying for this nation at once? We're believing that God is going to use this for his glory.
Next, thousands of Albanians converged in Tirana and three other cities Friday to demand the government step down over corruption allegations. This comes 2 weeks after a similar anti-government demonstration turned violent and left three people dead. Bethany Christian Services partner in Albania wasn't affected by the events. As events unfold, pray for a spirit of reason and restraint. Pray also that their team will have opportunities to share the gospel. And Haitians sighed with relief after the candidates for the March 20th elections were announced. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
two of the candidates were staying on and that the controversial one had been eliminated. And all of a sudden, the streets are quiet. It's back to business as usual.
The runoff takes place March 20th. The president's term ends today, and that could spark unrest, too. Keep praying. While God has blessed their ministry and used them as salt and light, the needs are overwhelming.
We've been in a good place through all of this by having the resources to pass along God's blessings to the people that really need it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, just call us at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.